It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is traveling today. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. This fall's election may be decided in part by a handful of states that President Bush carried in 2004. Those are states that Barack Obama wants to win, and they're states that John McCain absolutely needs to keep. The prime example is the state we're going next. NPR's David Green is tracking the effort to get voters to the polls in Ohio.
So just some perspective. Football was more important than politics this weekend. Everyone, it seemed, was obsessing about the Ohio State-Penn State game, which Ohio State lost. Either way, football was the backdrop to everything. Lauren Anderson, a McCain volunteer, said they watch every Buckeye game in the office, looking for the nail-biting moment.
Because if we call people, then they start screaming into the phone, yelling at the teams.
Or yelling at the campaign worker for interrupting. When it wasn't game time this weekend, Lauren, a 21-year-old college student, was with other volunteers. They were walking the streets of Butler County, an outer suburb of Cincinnati that's tended to vote conservative. Voters there turned out big for President Bush in 2004.
We're just doing a really brief survey. Would it be all right if I ask you a couple quick questions?
Real quick.
Okay. Are you planning on supporting McCain and Palin this November?
Yes.
Okay. And are you voting by absentee?
You have very few brief questions for a survey.
Right in the middle of something right now.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot you. Would you like a packet of information? Very brief. You don't even have to. I don't want to bother you too much. We're wondering if you're supporting McCain and Palin this November.
At this late stage, most of these visits are about making sure people plan to vote. They may seem like casual conversations, but the doors to knock on and the questions to ask are carefully planned out in places like McCain's Ohio headquarters in Columbus.
Hi, this is Paula. I'm a volunteer calling on behalf of the Ohio Republican Party.
In 2000 and 2004, even Democrats marveled at the GOP ground game. The party perfected the science of micro-targeting voters. Paul Lindsay, a McCain official here, said their technology's only gotten better and more efficient.
These are our VoIP phones, voice over internet protocol.
As gadgety as that sounds, these VoIP phones do a lot. They look like your average desktop phone, but they have a screen. The name of a voter pops up. A volunteer can read the questions to ask.
I'm just calling to make sure that you've received your absentee ballot in the mail.
These volunteers then get their answers and punch them right into the phone.
When these volunteers then go out on the weekends to do door-to-door and to do canvassing, they know what the response was on the phone. They know that this person might be a teacher. She might think that education is an important issue to her.
The McCain campaign is confident in its battle-tested technology. They also know what they're up against.
We've been designing and we've been engineering and we've been at the draw board, and we've been tinkering, and we've been... Now it's time to just go ahead and take it for a drive.
Barack Obama was in Columbus a few weeks ago telling a ballroom full of volunteers that the time had come to put his vast organization to the test. In Ohio, Obama's outspent McCain on organizing. He has double the number of campaign offices.
We're the Barack Obama campaign. We're just encouraging everybody to go out and vote.
Okay. Already did.
Yay, good.
That is the sound of what the Obama campaign says is their greatest strength. Volunteers who've been working their own neighborhoods for months. People like Mike Bulware, a retired school teacher who lives in Columbus and said he's kicking himself for not organizing in 2004.
Both my wife and I are active in the Obama campaign. If we could have done more during the last election, because it was such a close election, maybe the current president wouldn't be the president.
Obama volunteers like Mike are going door to door or calling and texting people. And a new ABC News poll found that in 8 toss-up states, including Ohio, 42% of voters said they've been contacted by the Obama campaign. 29% said the McCain campaign's reached out. Linda Paxton got a visit from Mike Bulware and his team. She said her apartment complex just on the outskirts of the city of Columbus has been an epicenter of political activity.
I haven't seen any Republicans come knocking on my door, though.
Now, Linda didn't have much time to talk. Buckeyes football.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to the game.
Same with half the state of Ohio, it seemed. The campaigns are just hoping for that kind of enthusiasm next Tuesday. David Green, NPR News, Columbus.
I'm looking at photos of volunteers in action, which you can find at npr.org.